Bonjour, and welcome to another episode of Nerdacious Behavior, the podcast where two audacious nerds talk about their pursuit of wellness and dating. And this was a pretty exciting week when I realized that we are being listened to in 45 different countries. I put it on Instagram just in case you don't believe me. I scrolled through the whole list. It's pretty exciting. So hello to all of our international listeners. I'm going to link the comment mechanism in the episode notes, and if anyone ever leaves us a voice memo, maybe we'll play it. Also, disclaimer, so this episode that you're about to hear was actually recorded right before last week's episode and was lost in a tragic iPhone accident, but recovered this week. Super exciting. The answer was scroll all the way down through your voice memos, and that's where your deleted voice memos are. So we were able to get the audio back. Sorry if some stuff doesn't make sense because of, I don't know, logistics and chronology and stuff. I edited out the stuff that we repeated, which was all about the happy secret to better work, which I want to touch base on. I've been doing it for a week, and this time I added Santana's intention ritual to the Happy Secret to Better Work TED Talk that we talked about last week. If you haven't heard that episode, it's probably my new favorite. It's probably the one that you should listen to. I think it's amazingly awesome and in such useful information to implement this into your life. You're not going to hear about it in this episode because it was recorded a week ago. So I just wanted to touch base and let you know that for me, the practice has been mind-bendingly awesome. And the practice is to reflect on three gratitudes a day, one positive experience, exercise, meditate every day. And then Santana added, an intention to the day, setting an intention for your day. Now, to be honest, I haven't even been able to stick to three gratitudes and one positive experience. This is just making my gratitude and my positivity explode. So I usually just write a page of each of them. And it's been, I know it sounds like a little woo-hoo, but I super recommend trying it, especially the intention thing has been huge. My first day, I was like, I intend to be productive. And then my second day, I was like, I don't want to be productive. So I was like, I'm just going to be a beacon of order, which is just like another way of telling yourself to be productive. But I've fallen in love with that intention, and it's been my intention every day since. Yeah, I don't know. Try it, don't try it. If you do try it, I hope it goes well. If you do try it and it goes well or it goes bad and you want to leave us a voice memo, that would be super cool because I think it's been fucking rad. So in a little while, we're gonna get to this episode, which I think is such an important episode. One, because Monsanto is killing you if you live in America. Two, because it could really provide the most amazing insight for either you or a loved one who might be going through something similar. So, if you or anybody you know struggles with mysterious illnesses, mine was caused by mold, yours might be caused by Monsanto. I've really unpacked a lot of my health stuff in this episode, and I think that that's going to apply to people who have experienced toxic mold the way that I have. And who have experienced other things that also destroy your liver, which is basically, I finally figured out 2 years later what happened. So, in just a moment, we'll go ahead and get to that episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoy. Au revoir. I don't know, but that's just me trying to live forever. Yeah, that's my value system. I really value health, ironically enough. I mean, I have to because my body's always falling apart,
And that's
so.
like the irony for you of your life right now. You're like, I just want to be this healthy soul who takes care of my body, and I value my body as this organism that keeps me alive, and I just want to love you. And your body's like, No, bitch. Okay. Pump the brakes. Fuck stop. You. Fuck you. Like, you want to make me healthy and good? I'm going to resist, and I'm just going to, like, throw everything at you, and you're like, no, body. I'm still going to fix you, and I'm going to love you.
We got this.
Yeah, and you're like, eventually I'm going to win. You're just like, and your body's just like, just giving it what it's got, dude. It has been punching you. Like, yeah, punching you in the fucking vagina.
Yeah, it really has.
Yeah.
This whole summer's been a punch in the vagina.
Well, I mean, now that we just, like, totally vomited that whole realization out of, like, the irony of it, you know? Oh, yeah,
I'm well aware. And people ask me all the time, they're like, you're the healthiest person I know. How can you have all these problems? And I'm like, thank you.
That's what I don't really understand either. Like, because you are. You're like, I watch everything I eat. I take all my, like, Chinese medicine herbs. And, like, I take all my fucking vitamins.
Yeah.
And, like, all I eat is, like, organic.
Yeah.
I'm no joke, people. Like, everything I'm just saying is because I've witnessed it firsthand. Mm-hmm. You know? And then, let's see what else. You've been, like, gluten intolerant for how many years? Like,
2 years.
2 years. Like, literally, where I was like, okay, if I use this butter knife for the same butter to do my toast, I have to either get a new knife or, like, wash this one and reuse it. And she would be like, who touched the bread? You know? And I'm just like, okay, you, like, gluten Nazi. She's like, you don't understand. It took a second, dude. It took a second for me to, like, realize, like, how tight you were with your gluten sensitivity.
I'm very serious about
okay,
it.
Okay, and what else did you do? So you take all your, like, fucking vitamins, you take your Chinese herbs.
I've been doing yoga every day. I usually walk a lot.
Yeah, and then, like, you eat organic.
Mm-hmm.
You pretty much, you don't eat ever, like, fast food or processed food. Mm-hmm. Everything is, like, you make it.
Yeah.
You know? And again, organic. And I don't even buy that shit. Like, right. I'm just like, this is affordable. This will work. No, but I also, I just, I don't buy organic, but I just buy meat and shit. But like, yeah.
Okay, but so since I just figured out what the fuck is wrong with me, let's go ahead and tell people. I'm so excited, first of all. So I figured this out on, like, the day of Lionsgate, which is supposed to be the day in the year where the pyramids in Egypt line up with Osiris and Orion's belt. So the stars, like, align. It's, like, the luckiest day of the year. I felt like fucking garbage all day long.
I thought you were, like, really you were excited about it, though.
Because that is the day that I figured out what is wrong with me.
Ah, see?
And I was like, this is amazing. And then I watched a bunch of astrology videos on YouTube because I did feel like garbage. And they were like, it's the luckiest day of the year and you might feel like garbage, especially if things are shifting a lot. I was like, oh, good. Check, check, check. I feel like fucking garbage.
You're like, this is confirmation that, like, what is it called? Jupiter what?
The Jupiter thing, I think, is independent. No, what was this
one?
Oh, this is Lionsgate.
Oh, Lionsgate. I'm so sorry.
This must be a magical portal, Santana.
Okay. Anyways, so you found out?
So, a couple of years ago, I spent 3 months in an apartment with mold. And I had just moved to this new place in Chicago. I fucking loved it. I thought I was going to live there for literally the rest of my life. I was like, I'm going to raise kids in this apartment. I'm in love. It had, like, vaulted ceilings, bay windows, exposed brick, all kinds of inspired art everywhere. We had a gym instead of we should have had a huge dining room.
Yeah.
But we would have never used it, so we turned it into a gym.
Mm-hmm.
It had, like, a lap bar and a bunch of free weights and a bench press and a pull-up thing. I mean, it was fucking rad. I had a big spacious room with wood floors. I loved this place. And then we turned the AC on, and the mold just went from the vents into the air, and my body shut the fuck down.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the first thing that I noticed is I was hanging out with a friend of mine, and we were painting, and she was telling a story, and then, like, halfway through her story, I was like, I have no idea what she's talking about. I just lost time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so weird and unnerving that I just didn't even tell her what happened. Because I was like, oh, too much wine? Like, what's going on?
I am tripping.
Yeah. I was like, I'm losing it. Maybe I need to sleep more.
That's crazy.
But
very shortly, like within the span of a month. That's about how long it took me to figure out that my house was killing me and leave. And within that span, like, the symptoms just kept mounting. It got fucking weird. Like, if you've seen the movie Memento? You've never seen Memento?
Is it the guy who, like, always loses?
Yeah, he can't remember shit.
He's so got he's, like, writing everywhere. It down and stuff? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen it a long time ago.
I want to say, it was a long time for me, too. I want to say he has, like, a 5-minute memory. When mold was happening to me, my memory was more like 15 seconds.
Man.
That's how long it was. So yeah. If you spoke like a sentence to me and you used a conjunction, if you said like this idea and that, I couldn't remember this.
Yeah.
I had to only hold on and try to respond to that. And even then, half the time I'd be like, what? I was just fucking out of it. I don't know if it was like meningitis or encephalitis or what the fuck was happening, but like it got to the point where my hands wouldn't move. I remember going to do the dishes one day, and I was like, grab the cup, Yvette. Grab the cup. And my hand was just straight. It was like, nah, we're on strike.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, like, went like this and, like, picked up a cup like that with my hands just, like, straight and put it down. It was like, okay, I'm going to sit down now.
That's crazy.
My tongue stopped moving. So I go into
the... So you just stopped... Like, you started getting losing, paralyzed. Yeah, you started losing, like, your motor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Your motor skills.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'd go to the doctor and be like, and sometimes my tongue doesn't work.
Oh, my God.
They thought I had a stroke because if you move your tongue in a circle like this.
Yeah.
I could move in a half circle, and then the other half would just go straight up in a line.
Oh.
So that was weird.
So you were, like, you would be paralyzed at certain times.
Like, half of my tongue was paralyzed.
Yeah.
It was super weird.
Yeah, there's a hyperparesis or something like that.
Oh, more medical.
Yeah. And what it is, it's like... It's just short paralysis, and then, like, so it happens on and off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was happening. I was smelling toast. One day I was on my way to the ER.
That's weird.
And my friend of mine, who I was dating at the time, was driving me there, and I was like, gosh, where is there a breakfast place around here? It smells amazing. And the windows are rolled up, too, but it's just, like, the smell of toast was so visceral. I 100,000% believed it.
Yeah.
I just thought it was, like, permeating through the AC or something. I don't know.
Weird.
And he was like, what are you talking about? And I was crazy, like, you don't smell. He was like, what are you smelling? And I was like, toast. It smells like the best, most enchanting toast in the world.
Your insides are, like, frying up. You know, like, inside, like, you just, like, smell toast. Because it's, like, your insides are, like, permeating, like, slowly with, like.
Well, no, that's another common olfactory hallucination of a stroke.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you were having a stroke.
Well, no, they tested me. They made me take a CAT scan one day in one ER, and I really wanted a spinal tap, but they were like, what if you're having like a brain hemorrhage and we need to rule out X, Y, and Z with a CAT scan before we'll give you a spinal tap.
Sure, yeah. You were just like, nope, fuck all that shit.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want a CAT scan. I want a spinal tap.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
Isn't that a lot to do, though, a spinal tap?
Yeah, it's really painful.
Yeah, don't they? Isn't that where they go into your spine and they spinal extract fluid. The fluid?
But then you would actually know what the fuck is infecting my cerebral fluid, you know? Which is what I wanted. I wanted answers. And I wanted them to know the answer because by that point I already knew it was mold.
Yeah.
Because my sister was like, dude, it's mold. And I was like, whatever, hippie. And she was like, leave your house for 2 days. Tell me you don't feel better. And at this point I'm like writing down all my symptoms, which are literally growing every single day. There was like blood in my stool. There was mucus in my stool. I lost 20 pounds. I was swelling all over. I went to the ER one day and I can do this, like, I can wrap my fingers around my ankles in a circle, and I can close it. And there that day, it was like that.
Okay.
I had like an inch and a half, and I was like, I've fucking grown overnight. And they were like, they were treating me like I was having a midlife crisis about gaining weight. And they were like, everybody changes when they get older. And I was like, bitch, what are you talking about? Like, I'm
but
swollen all over. Like, I'm swelling.
And you just put on 5 pounds.
I actually was losing weight, but swelling at the same time. So it was really odd. And then the boy that I was dating was like...
Were you, like, peeing? Mm-hmm. You were? I was going to say, because, like, if you don't pee, what happens? Like, you retain water and you swell up and it happens in your legs, dude.
This is when I was peeing. Remember I told you earlier, like, oh, it doesn't seem like a kidney thing because I had a kidney thing before. Your urine gets really dark because you aren't peeing frequently enough because your kidneys aren't pulling enough water out of your body. So that's what was happening. My urine was super dark, so I wasn't peeing enough.
That's what I just asked.
Well, you said, were you peeing? The answer is yes.
But not enough.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, it was crazy. Just every day, more new, different symptoms. I started falling down all over the place. Like, I couldn't walk straight. My depth perception got really off. I'd go to grab something, and I'd be like, oh, no, it's not okay. There it is. I'd have to, like, feel around as if I was feeling in the dark, even though I could see it, just because my depth perception was, like, that off. I leave my house for 2 days, and the symptoms just start dropping like flies. So at this point, I'm not 100% sure it's mold. It could be like Chinese drywall or some other weird shit that I ended up learning about. But I was like, it's definitely my house.
Yeah.
And then I went to work, and it was like this dank dive bar. I went to host trivia there, and you could like smell the mold in the air. And that destroyed me, too. And that's when I was like, okay, it's probably mold. I had the mold guy come out. He was like, yeah, you definitely have mold that's killing you.
What is it? Black mold or whatever?
He was like, there are many kinds of quote-unquote like black mold or toxic mold. Those are kind of umbrella terms that don't really...
But he was like, yes, it is a toxic mold that you have in the house. He was
like, you definitely have toxic mold.
Okay.
And if you pay me like a grand, I can tell you exactly what kind. Which I couldn't afford at the time because...
I mean, I'd just be like, yeah, good. That's all I would need to know.
Yeah, that's like, all I needed to know. Like, toxic mold,
I don't need to know what kind of it is. I'm out of here.
Totally.
Like, no thank
If I
you.
Would have had the money to figure that out and, like, the support, because at this point I'm just trying to stay alive, and that's very hard, then I would have had, like, more of a grounds for lawsuit. Which I probably... If you're out there and you have a... You're a member of the bar in Chicago... If you want my case, I will give it to you. Let's do this. So, mold. Okay, so this is what happened to me. This is why I'm sick now, 2 years later. And it really all goes back to my lovely old housemates. Shout out to them for kicking me out for, quote unquote, never being home when I was at my mother's deathbed.
Yeah.
They were like, you're never home anymore. And that's why I ended up moving to this super cute place in Chicago that almost killed me and still have problems today. So what I learned on the 8th of August is that mold can destroy something called, what was it? Cytochrome P450 enzyme systems. And these are like several different enzymes that play a lot of different roles in breaking shit down.
Oh, really?
In your body. Some of them are in your gut. Most of them are in your liver. They're super important for detoxing from things like mold, which is so shitty because mold kills exactly what would detox it.
What would detox it? Of course. Fucking mold assholes. You know?
Super evil. Glyphosate also destroys these enzyme systems.
And that's the thing that's
what's in Roundup. That's the evil chemical that makes Roundup effective. It's what kills.
Is that in mold also?
No.
Okay.
They both just do the same thing.
Okay.
So that's why when mold destroyed these enzyme systems, I immediately lost the ability to eat glyphosate. I lost the ability to eat conventional gluten. I thought I was gluten intolerant. I'm really just Monsanto intolerant. Which is interesting because
that is crazy.
I know that my body also reacts, but to a lesser extent, with soy. Soy is the number one GMO product in America, I think.
Oh, yeah. Like 70% of our shit has it or something. It's super high. It is, and it is the most. It is the most.
And the reason, the genetic modification is to make it Roundup ready. Roundup has glyphosate in it. So in the case of soy, you have a plant that's impervious to glyphosate, mm-hmm. and you pour glyphosate all over it, but it doesn't kill the plant. Mm-hmm. It just kills the plants around it and the insects. Mm-hmm. That is slightly more palpable to my system than gluten, which is not genetically modified.
Okay.
So gluten, they pour it on the wheat. They actually want it to kill the wheat. Because if you murder the wheat with glyphosate, more sprouting occurs. Mm-hmm. You get a thicker yield, and you can harvest everything at one time.
Okay.
So since it's not genetically modified to be Roundup ready, you're literally just eating that poison. When you eat wheat, you are eating poison.
Wow.
You are eating something that is destroying these very important enzyme systems the same way that the mycotoxins of black mold do. Now, these enzyme systems are super important for detoxing from pesticides, mm-hmm. from mold, also hormones. These enzyme systems rid your body of excess estrogen, which is why I keep getting nipple infections, because that's what causes non-lactating periodontal mastitis. Mm-hmm. It's too much estrogen in your body. Makes your milk ducts literally like open and widen, and then more shit can get in them and fuck with them and fuck it all up. So that's why that's been happening this summer. It also, I told you that these enzyme systems, most of them are in your liver, but some are in your gut.
Right.
It helps keep your gut healthy. So you know how like they're saying now that like gut health is so important, and like 70 to 80% of your immune system is in your gut. Mm-hmm. Monsanto is slowly destroying your gut health with every piece of bread you put into your fucking mouth.
Does sourdough count?
I don't know, actually.
Because you said wheat.
Yeah.
Because I don't eat wheat anymore.
Is sourdough, like, what's sourdough made out of?
It's not wheat, though. It's like a white bread.
Are you telling, well, I think white bread is also wheat. I don't know. Because it's not like it's made out of rice.
I don't know. We'll see, though. But keep going on. I'm super...
Isn't this terrifying?
Yeah.
So these enzyme systems are very important for ridding your body of bad bacteria. And I read this NCBI article that named Salmonella, E. coli. I can't remember what the other one. I was like, oh, no, that's all bad. Like, all of those things are eradicated by these enzyme systems. So if you... have been poisoned with toxin mold, or you just eat enough gluten to destroy your enzyme systems, all of a sudden you have a gut that's got more bad bacteria than good.
But don't we eat like a ton of gluten?
Oh my god, do you want to see the graphs?
That's what I'm saying. So like,
so yes, the answer is we do eat a ton of gluten, and this is another NCBI article. It had the, hold on a sec. So as the amount of gluten that we've allowed, or not gluten, glyphosate that we've allowed in our food has gone up, so has the incidence of celiac.
Oh.
See how those graphs are like exactly the same? It's like one graph.
Yeah.
One is the amount of glyphosate, the other is the incidence of celiac. Glyphosate is literally giving us celiac, and... read that.
The glyphosate on wheat.
And then what's the other graph?
Deaths due to intestinal infection per 100,000. And as the glyphosate in wheat goes up, the deaths go up.
Yeah.
And so they're saying that that's the correlation, like the glyphosate.
Yeah, because it literally destroys...
Yeah, and that's giving people intestinal infections.
Your way to get rid of bad bacteria.
Oh, that's so scary.
It's literally killing people.
Oh my god, like, world.
Deaths, black and white numbers right there. And like the...
Well, I don't eat wheat no more.
Really?
Not really, no. I haven't eaten wheat bread in a very long time, and I don't eat...
I don't think you know what wheat is.
A bunch of bread, but like, okay. What do you mean?
Well, like, most pasta is made out of
I don't eat
wheat.
All that shit, though. I don't eat pasta.
That's good.
So I eat just, like, a bunch of meat, a bunch of vegetables.
You do eat some gluten, though, like, if you have, like, a burger.
Yeah, some, yeah. But I mean, I think I'm pretty like, low on it.
Yeah, reducing it greatly is probably a really good idea.
Yeah. So, all right, I did it unintentionally. Yeah. No, so but that's crazy. That explains
literally all of my problems, because my problems have been, one, like, my inability to eat conventional gluten.
Yeah, and now you realize you can eat organic gluten.
Right, that's how I figured all this out, because...
That's crazy.
They wanted to test me for celiac, and yeah. In order to be tested for celiac, you have to expose yourself to gluten. So I told the GI doctor, I was like, I'm going to experiment with organic gluten. Because there's this whole, like, group of people on the internet that say that they can't eat gluten in America, but they can in Europe. And they can't have conventional gluten, but they can have organic gluten. And he was like, yeah, whatever, kid. Do whatever you want. So, oh my God, when I ate the first, so I got this, like, frozen macaroni and cheese. And I was so excited because I haven't had good macaroni and cheese in years.
But you were also nervous.
I was so scared.
Yeah, you were. You were like, dude. And I was like, you're just going to have to eat it. And you're like, maybe I'll take one bite and see how this goes. And you're like, and if this one bite is okay, I'll take another bite and I'll see how it goes. And I was like, well, yes, baby steps, you know, because
usually I'm so sensitive that, like, when I first got to California after living in Chicago and, like, almost dying, I remember a friend of mine who had celiac was like, you can eat it in and out. And I was like, oh, my God, I haven't had fast food in forever. So when I first got back to California, I went to In-N-Out and I ordered a protein style burger and I was like so excited. And I took two bites of it and I was like, this is making me sick. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I can't eat this burger. So I went back to my friend and I was like, what the fuck? I thought you said I could eat In-N-Out. And she was like, did you tell them that you had a wheat allergy? I was like, no, why would I? I just ordered a protein style burger. She was like, you have to tell them that it's a wheat allergy. And then they cook it on a separate grill.
Ah.
Because if you just order a protein style burger, they'll still cook it on the same grill where they have bread and
like
toasting.
All the buns and shit. And they're like using the spatulas.
Yeah.
So like, oh man, I could go for an In-N-Out burger right now.
Literally.
Now that we're talking about it.
Just eating something that touched bread.
Yeah.
Would make me sick. Well, like immediately.
And you said like. Someone kissed you.
Yeah.
And they had bread, and they just gave you
a
kiss.
Well, no, he was drinking beer.
Oh.
And he was like, gluten kiss, and he just, like, planted one on my lips,
and
I was like,
you sick
fucker.
From that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So
trace amounts of gluten.
Throw some bread at you
really,
if I'm mad at you one day. I'm just
I know.
Gonna, like, throw it at your
it's
face.
It's really, like, a shitty,
like,
a
shove it in your
heel.
Mouth. Be like, here, Yvette.
It's everywhere.
Just make you swell up.
Oh, my God. If I ever had, like, a passive-aggressive housemate, they could literally just be like, put this knife on some bread, put
Holy
it in
shit.
The jelly.
Yeah, see, it's like,
you, Yvette. I've thought about this.
God, I've never even thought about that. I was like, how could I poison her? You know, gluten.
Very easy.
I'll just go buy some bread and just rub it on everything.
Yeah.
And, like, rub all, like, the silverware that she's going to use on it. Oh, that's funny. Okay. But, dude, okay. So, at least, though, I mean, it's been, like, a battle figuring all this out.
Oh, yeah, no. So, just when I started eating the organic...
Yeah,
macaroni. I literally, it took me like 10 minutes to eat the first macaroni noodle. I took like a bite of like a corner and I was like, okay, here we go. Get ready for it. This is the most gluten I've had in years. And I was like, I feel fine. So then I took like another corner bite and I'm like, all right, here, any second now I know I'm just going to like get nauseous and feel sick and look pregnant. And I was like, okay, now I'm fine. So I cut this fucking tiny macaroni noodle into like 10 pieces over the course
That's
of 10 minutes.
So funny.
And I was like, okay, I'm fine. So then I ate one macaroni.
One noodle down out of like a whole tray of macaroni and cheese. You're like, I survived one noodle, you know.
Oh, I thought I deserved a medal at that point. I was so excited, too.
I
was I like,
know,
this
dude.
Is a game changer.
I know.
So then I ate a noodle every 10 minutes for an hour, and I was like, okay, I'm totally fine.
I didn't know you went through this process. I didn't know all this.
Oh,
you
it's
just
not
told
even
me,
done yet. I'm
oh,
not...
keep going. This is insane.
Then for the next hour, I ate two noodles every 10 minutes, and
okay.
I was like, okay, maybe I'm going to try to eat this bowl of macaroni and cheese.
After 2 hours. After 2 hours. Of like of 10 minute increments of like one noodle.
Uh-huh. Up to two noodles.
Wow. Was it cold? Did you keep reheating it?
Yeah, it was cold.
Like, it was cold by then?
I mean, yeah.
Prison macaroni?
That's what it ended up being. Compared to what I've been eating,
Santana. That's what it turned into. Just cold.
Because a lot of times, gluten-free macaroni is also dairy-free. And you're like, great. Thanks. I don't have any fun.
I don't have any fun.
This fucking sucks.
Okay. All right. So, oh, that's funny. Every 10 minutes, one noodle for the first hour. Second hour, mm-hmm. just recapping mm-hmm. so I don't forget all this, two noodles every 10 minutes. Okay. Yeah. By the third hour, where are we at on this macaroni situation?
Half. Of a bowl, like a small bowl of macaroni.
Okay, so, okay.
And I was like, okay, well, let's see what it's like tomorrow. Because usually, gluten just gets worse with time.
Okay.
Like, it's like, oh yeah, I'm a little sick right now. The next day, I'm like, well, I'm real sick. And then the next day, I'm like, I'm even sick right now.
Okay.
And it was fine. So I contacted my doctor. I'm like, look, I don't think we need to test for celiac.
Yeah.
And they were like, do whatever you want, lady. So then I got online and I was like, you know, looking up Roundup. What's bad about Roundup? Okay, it's this thing called glyphosate. Okay, tell me about glyphosate and celiac. And yeah. That just led me down this rabbit hole where I was like, what are you looking
just
at?
Just keep talking. Just keep going.
Why are you staring over there?
Because I'm watching somebody in their house, Yvette. Okay? I was just, you know, I thought you would just keep talking, not see, like, what my weirdo ass was doing. I was listening. I'm multitasking. Oh,
this is so creepy. And yeah. He's probably staring at you.
I don't know, but I'm staring at him. I'm just going to see if anything's going to happen. And you totally just like, what are you doing? You just keep talking.
Well, okay, you're obviously making eye contact with someone who isn't me or that I can't see, so I was interested. Anyway.
Okay, you did all your Roundup. It's weird, but yeah, I'll watch people through their windows.
That's so weird. It's weird.
Like, I know it's weird. So there's, okay, side note, we'll get back to your missing chromosome, P450. So at a friend's house, it's weird how, so their neighbors, you can see, they have like a balcony, and I guess that's where their kitchen is. Okay. So the downstairs is the room.
Oh,
the upstairs is the kitchen. And they have a balcony.
I've never seen a house like that.
Yeah, and they have a balcony. And it's funny because, like, the man will come out and smoke on the balcony and then just look at, like, it's so weird. Like, how do you just sit up there smoking, acting like you can't see anything that's going on around you? He just, like, looks off into space all the time. Like, okay. I don't see you guys outside, you know? And I'm like, I totally see you, dude.
I'm staring at you.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I see you. So, like, how do you not know I'm here? That's anyways, so one night, it was, like, just dark. Mm-hmm. And then he, like, flips on the kitchen light and you can totally see inside his house. And it was dark. At my friend's house, like, I was already getting ready to go to sleep. And you could just see everything that they were doing. And I was like, he can't see me, but I can see him. And I'm watching him through the window.
You're a creep. You are literally the reason why I always have my blinds drawn. And like a voyeur. I'm scared of peeping Toms. I'm so scared of peeping Toms.
Yeah, but, like, at least I'm, like,
at least he's
looking.
Not doing anything. But yeah. What if he was? I bet if he was having sex, you'd still be watching.
I would. You know, but I'm a harmless peeping Tom. Okay, like, who's gonna look at me and be like, oh! You know, like
me,
you, like everyone else would be like, who's this bitch looking? Like, and just be like,
who's this tiny woman?
Yeah, like, I can't scare nobody just standing in the dark. I mean, I guess it is kind of scary. You're just like walking down the street, you're in the dark, and you're just like staring at someone
dead eye. Creepy as fuck, Santana.
All right, I'll stop. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to stop. But, like, I'm just all saying, right. Beware. Buyers beware.
Of peeping Tom.
Yeah. I didn't even realize. I'm such a freak now. Like, I'm a creeper. You're like, you're a peeping Tom. And I'm like, yeah, totally. I love staring at people's houses. Like,
when they can't see it. Okay. All right. This is why my shit's always drawn. I'm constantly...
I always have my shit open, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just like, well, if someone sees me, they see me.
Yeah, but enough like that. I remember, oh my gosh.
I have everything open.
When I was studying in London, my friend was changing in front of her window, and it was like an open window. And she's gorgeous, and she has, like, huge boobs. And there's one of those double-decker buses right outside her window, and I'm like, all of those people are staring at you. And she's like, hopefully I made their day better.
Yeah, see?
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Very nice.
I'd be, like, totally worried that someone was going to come and murder me later. That's where my brain, like, immediately goes. Hmm. Like, you saw me naked, now I'm going to die.
All right, so. Okay,
so.
I digress. Back to.
So, yeah, then I looked up glyphosate and celiac, and that led me to this chromosome P450 enzyme system, and then I looked that up, plus mold.
Yeah.
And I was like, ding, ding, ding.
Look at you, have a winner. The mystery.
Then I looked up.
You're like the greatest detective for figuring out what happened to your body. Finally solved the mystery.
Just cost 6 figures and 3 years in law school. and took me 2 years, an embarrassing amount of time, but that's because my brain has mold. Then I looked up those chromosome systems and estrogen.
Yeah.
And figured out that they metabolize estrogen and just like boom, 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 every single thing like finally fell into a cohesive narrative that I cannot convince my doctors of at all. None of them want to hear it.
Really?
Oh, no.
Probably because none 100%. Of them even know what the fuck you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
They're like, what's a P450?
Well, here's the thing. Western medicine only worries about those enzyme systems when it comes to medication. Because certain people will respond better or worse to different medication depending on how that enzyme system is functioning.
Oh.
Because some people, like, medication will hit them harder. Other people won't be able to metabolize, like, it at all.
You, like, dug into this, huh?
That's the only thing my doctors understand about it. They do not understand that's important for detoxing. They don't.
Finding.
Yeah, yeah. It's really frustrating, too, because I'm like, oh, my God, I have this cohesive narrative. And, like, GI guy, you could talk to the breast lady, and let's get a liver guy in here. And like,
yeah, you're like, hey, everybody, let's be inclusive about getting me better because I solved the mystery. You're like, I did this, and I'm telling you, let's round this up and get this fixed.
I even sent them, like, NCBI peer-reviewed journal articles on the subject. And, like, pictures of, like, the most relevant parts.
Swear.
Literally nobody cares. No one is remotely interested in any of it. They're just like, yeah, whatever. I'll still do the breast biopsy, I guess. Like, okay.
So, do you know what kind of test you would have to do to see there if
there is a P450 enzyme, cytochrome P450 yeah. enzyme functioning test. Okay. You can only get that if basically you're not responding to medication because they will be like, is that the reason you're not responding to the medication? Because like I said, that's the only thing that Western medicine cares about regarding enzyme systems.
And money's not involved with any of this.
Right.
And like big pharma and medication. Exactly. And like not like actually fixing people.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Exactly. I mean, because
God.
Doctors are nothing more than flowchart drug dealers. Basically, they're like, you have that symptom? Let me plug it into my flowchart, and this is the drug I give you. Like, they don't understand anything about nutrition or health or anything. I can't tell you how many doctors I've looked at their fingernails, and they're covered in white speckles, and I'm like, you have a zinc deficiency. And they're like, what? And I'm like, those white speckles. They're like, no, that just happens when I hit things on my nail. And I'm like, that happens when you hit things with your nail because you have a zinc deficiency. Go to Google right now and type in zinc deficiency fingernail and tell me you don't see a picture of your fingers. And they don't give a shit. They don't care about health. It's amazing and sad.
So and now.
Highly dark on Western medicine. So, yeah, I finally figured out what's wrong. Basically, save the liver, save the world.
Hmm.
So, I get to work really hard on saving my liver. I've already been taking milk thistle and nettle and my whole Chinese. You know what's funny? Remember my friend who was like, don't waste your money on Chinese medicine.
Yeah.
Chinese medicine has been saying from the get-go, the problem is with your liver. And now
you have been saying that. They're like, you have, yeah, like.
Fire in my liver.
Fire in your liver.
And now Western medicine, because of me, has finally caught up to Chinese medicine. and understands, yeah, the root of everything is my liver. And thank you.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I don't even know so where this tangent started.
We were supposed it doesn't matter, but okay. It was really good. You figured out what the fuck happened to you because since we started this podcast...
Yeah, oh my God.
It's been, I've had my nipple lance twice.
Yeah. I've had mastitis 3 times.
Yeah.
I have liver pain now, liver area pain. We don't know where the pain is coming from.
Yeah.
Right now my back is out, like liver adjacent. We basically just barely get this podcast out every single week because of all the health problems I'm having.
Seriously.
I see my doctors more than my friends. If it wasn't for this podcast, I probably wouldn't even see you.
Probably. Yeah, like, not nearly you do as go much. A lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the fucking doctor today. Like,
so a couple months.
It's been crazy.
And you finally figured it out.
Yeah, and I think I'm finally gonna be able to
fix it all. Do you think you're gonna go, this is my question. Since the Western medicine doesn't want to do anything about it, are you gonna try to go back to the Chinese medicine at least like once or twice more, just have them figure out like what kind of
I've been taking herbs.
Yeah, but don't they give you, like, a specific... Remember that lady? She was saying, like, she gives you, like, a specific remedy.
Yeah.
A special-made one?
Yeah, remember I had that conversation when you were driving me to the doctor one day?
Yeah.
So he made me a specific blend, and I've been working with him ever since. Every time something new, different pops up, I email him, and we talk about it.
Okay, so you've been talking to
him. He actually does read my peer-reviewed journal articles that I send him, and he was fascinated by the glyphosate stuff.
Yeah.
And he was just like, this is very interesting, and like you said, terrifying, because I showed you, right, scary. The list of places where glyphosate is banned.
I think so.
It's banned fucking everywhere but here. It's banned in, like, Portugal and Brazil and the Netherlands and the UK and France and, like, just New Zealand, Canada, anywhere that gives a shit about their people
more than their
corporate lobbying dollars has banned this poison from people's food.
Crazy.
Monsanto's so evil. I really want to leave the country. Like, this was, like, the nail in the coffin. I'm like, oh, I will not. Like, I'm done.
Yeah, you're just trying to get those funds to Sweden.
Yeah.
So, you know, at least I'll be able to go to Sweden.
Yeah. So if you know someone who's suffering from mold, tell them to fix their fucking liver.
Yeah.
Maybe that's also their problem.
Well, I think it's exciting because you also found, you know, the whole thing.
Like, yeah, like the whole cohesive narrative that, like, umbrellaed everything, all my problems.
Yeah, that one little thing that, like, could not be figured out of, like, why is my body, like, not...
falling apart.
Yeah, like, why is it, like, not reacting to anything? Mm. Why is this happening? And then you're just, like, whatever little rabbit hole you went through, you're like, ding, ding, ding. Here's is the winner.
Another little rant that I have. So a few months ago on Instagram... I saw someone who looks like she must be very sick, and she sounds like she's got some sort of, you know, debilitating illness that also doctors can't figure out and all this stuff. And she's lost a lot of weight, but she's left with a lot of skin, and you can tell that she was obese at one point.
Okay.
And she was like, doctors are always dismissing me, and they want everything to be about weight, and there was just this whole conversation happening about how doctors dismiss people who are overweight, and they blame everything on obesity, which I believe, because doctors, I think, will look for any excuse not to fucking do their job.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned. And not to think critically. In law school, they tell us, like, we're not going to teach you the law. We're going to teach you how to think like a lawyer. And what they really mean is we're going to teach you how to think critically. We're going to teach you how to do research.
Yeah.
And to think logically. And I think you get the opposite skill set in med school. I think you get the critical thinking beat the fuck out of you. And it's like, no, there are no outliers. Everyone is average. Just treat everyone like they're this flow chart, and if they have this symptom, give them that drug. And like,
are you talking about more so about like general practitioners? Or are you talking saying right? As yeah, in the yeah, whole?
Yeah. Totally, specialists are a different breed.
Okay, just yeah. I was just like, because that sounds more of like a general practitioner. Like,
but even my specialist, I'm like, look, glyphosate messes up your gut, GI doctor, and glyphosate messes up your hormones, breast specialist. And they're like, yeah, whatever, lady.
Hmm.
So they're not interested in the research and the science and understanding. Even though it's like, if you took fucking 10 minutes to read, just to skim this journal article, it might help the rest of your practice. Like, you might help countless people when you encounter this in the future.
So you're saying it's just a little bit more robotic. Like,
totally, way like, more robotic.
Yeah, like, this is what you do. Like, your boob. Be like, oh, your boob is inflamed. You instantly have this. Instead of being like, hey, why is this going on?
Yeah, they always just want to throw antibiotics at me. And they're actually fighting with me right now because I had mastitis happen this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you need antibiotics. And I'm like, I'm not taking antibiotics. Honestly, I cured my own mastitis using my herbal shit that I figured out from the first two times that I had mastitis.
But once you fix your liver, all that shit's going to go away anyways.
Exactly.
And then you don't even need the antibiotics, which is
I don't think I ever needed
your liver anyways, right?
Exactly.
Isn't that what you said too? Is like the antibiotic. You
can have antibiotic liver-induced injury. So yeah. Like now I'm wondering if that being on antibiotics for like a month the first time I had mastitis is part of why.
Plus not having the chromosomes. So right. Like,
and that's what they do. It's they that's the only thing fucking doctors should know that the cytochrome enzyme system does is metabolize drugs. So, it's like so frustrating to be fucking surrounded by morons.
It's just like crazy. Okay, so.
It's so different than the law, because the law, like, we get a rap for being sharky, I guess, and snaky and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much critical thinking involved in the law.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much creativity because, like, when you are taking a law school exam, for example, you'll be reading the question and you're like, well, the judge would decide this because that's what's fair and that's the appropriate application of the law. But that's mm-hmm. not what you have to regurgitate. You have to start making up the most harebrained shit you can think of. Any fucking argument will do. If you can make an argument out of a statement of facts and mm-hmm. a law, even if it's ridiculous, you'll get points for it. They want you to think outside of the box, even if you're not thinking well.
Yeah.
Whereas in medicine, it's like, no, we only think inside the box. Thank you, dear. So
they're like your antagonist, you know, because you're like,
they really are.
Yeah, you're just like, let me think outside the box. Let's figure this out. And they're like, no, we're going to confine you in here. And you're just like pushing against it. And they're like, no. And now they're just like, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah.
But, well, good for you, man. I'm happy that finally figured it out. And now all you have to do is fix your liver.
Mm-hmm.
But I think being off the antibiotics, you got your Chinese herbal shit,
mm-hmm.
and you're already healthy. And you're not gluten intolerant, you'll be all right.
Well, the thing is, I can't find any fucking literature so far about repairing these enzyme systems and, like, what works well for that.
Well, maybe just working on your liver, though.
So, yeah, I'm just doing stuff that, like, says it increases liver function or, you know, it's good for fatty liver and stuff like that. But
or healthy gut, too. You could look into that.
Yeah. I've been taking probiotics and doing peppermint oil is supposed to be good for your gut. You have to take it on an empty stomach. So I've been taking that at night.
Drink it?
It's like it's a pill that's encapsulated in, like, a very thick whatever so that it doesn't get broken down in the stomach and makes it down to the intestines.
Mm.
And that's supposed to, like, decrease inflammation in your gut and help blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I'm fucking trying. So if you have liver hacks, please, for the love of God, leave us a message about your liver hacks. I don't think we got any messages.
Or healthy gut, too. That would always be good. I think it's just good. Because it's something that I keep saying I want to read about and learn about mm-hmm. and, like, implement and, like, see how it goes. And I just don't because it's busy as shit. Okay,
so I did that for you.
oh, sweet.
Because I realized in learning about all this, like, okay, these are the things that have been adversely affected by this experience with mold because of these enzyme systems lacking. And one of them was gut. So then I started reading... and I got a probiotic, and it only has, you know how most probiotics will have, like, 10 different strains?
Yeah.
This one has 4.
You mean strains or cultures?
Strains.
Strains, okay.
Usually it'll be, like, 40 billion cultures
yeah.
of these 12 different strains.
Okay, gotcha.
This one has billions of cultures, but of only 4 strains, and these 4 strains have been specifically identified in mm-hmm. these peer-reviewed journal articles that, like, scientific articles that mm-hmm. I looked up. That's why yeah. I was like, okay, I want one with this and that and that.
Ah.
And,
cool.
And so, no, I think it's the best probiotic, but I don't know.
Hmm.
I just started taking it. But also, okay, so this last weekend, I got mastitis again, which is when your nipple falls apart.
now I like how calm you are about it now. You're just like mastitis. Oh, you're back. Okay, fuck you, bitch. And you're just like squirt. It's done. You know, and you're just like, you know, I just say because we've been dealing with this, and I say we.
Yeah,
I've been there for all the nipple
lancings, and
yeah. But I'm saying, like, when you first started, you're like my nipple.
Yeah,
you
know? I mean, it like, was high alert, super painful.
Yeah. And now you're just kind of like, it's a little onset. I'll just fix this with a little bit of Chinese dash of this and a little herbal of that.
Maybe in hindsight it sounds that way. But this weekend I was like, oh my God, how did it happen again?
I know you did say that. You're like, my boob's infected again.
Well, yeah. And I had to miss a bachelorette party because of it. Because I didn't trust myself enough. I thought, I didn't know if it was going to be like the first time or the second time. Because the first time... I had it for a fucking month, and it was ridiculous.
Yeah, like, it could stay, is what you're saying. Yeah. Like, how bad it's gonna get.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, on Friday, the inflammation from the previous bout of mastitis was, like, a small marble. And on Friday, that marble started to grow. And I was like, maybe if I just think positively, it'll get better. I'm just going to ignore this.
I have positive intentions.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be great. Then the next day I woke up and it was like, okay, no, this is definitely like a thing. You should deal with this lady.
Yeah.
So then I was like, look, I'm sorry. I can't go to the bachelorette thing because they were just going to be like, ah, take a shot. Ah! And I was already like, having to mentally prepare myself for that. And I was like, no, I can't do that while my boob's falling off. Also, I was like, I want to try to avoid it getting bad. I want to see if I can not have to go to the ER. Because the first two times, it was like within 24 hours, it had gone from a small marble to a large marble to a golf ball to a tennis ball.
Yeah.
Which hurts quite bad, by the way. So that day I did like warm compresses and I took that Happy Ducks tincture all fucking day long.
Yeah.
And I did high doses of probiotics because I've read articles where doctors don't treat mastitis with antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
They treat them with probiotics.
Hmm.
I don't know where these fucking doctors are. I would love to meet them.
Like, sign me up.
So yeah, I ended up doing like high doses of probiotics, and that's also when I started the mint oil thing.
Okay.
And, yeah, I was able to keep it at bay. I don't think it's going to need to be lanced at all. It's not getting worse. It is getting better.
Nice.
So that was – this is what exciting looks like in your mid-30s. That was very exciting.
You're like, you know? I cured my own mistakes this time.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to fucking travel the world and go to fancy parties. But now exciting is just making a nipple infection not that bad. And missing a bachelorette party because of it.
Well, hopefully, dude, your health will get better and, like...
Yeah, I think it should now.
Life will get better. But I think once you figure it out, I think that's a good turning point. So...
Oh my God, it's taken 2 years to get here.
That could be, like, you know...
If you're a doctor...
you need to... I don't think any doctors are listening. I don't know.
Yeah, if
that's you're what made here, me laugh. I was like,
I don't know how the fuck you got here.
Yeah,
but
you need to practice better.
Now that you're here, yeah, you should at least recognize that you don't know anything about mold. Maybe go learn something about mold, and understand that if you don't, and someone comes to you and they say that they've interacted with mold, you're failing at your job. If you had, like, any other job in the world, you'd get fired. Like, if I could just be like, you know what, bitch, you're fucking fired. You don't work here anymore. None of my doctors would have jobs.
Oh, shit.
It's, like, the one place where your customer just, in their opinion, just does not matter at all.
That's weird.
And people, it's shitty because the stakes are so high. But I was going to say, people think that, I totally lost what I was going to say.
The stakes are so high.
Yeah, I don't know. Ooh. Doctors suck. I hate them. I really do. I don't want to. You know, I would love if a doctor was like, oh, Miss Yvette, I got this. I'd be like, oh, thank God. It's so nice to meet you.
Like, never leave that doctor.
Seriously. Oh, my God. I'd be like, I'm planning my appointment 6 months in advance. I'm going to have to travel halfway across the world from Sweden to come to you.
But I'll be there.
Yeah.
At 9:15. No, like, let's say a more reasonable time, like 1:30. You know?
No one's going anywhere at 9:15.
I know.
So the point is, yeah, nobody understands mold, and it's devastating. There's a good movie. If you go to moldymovie.com, you have to
swear.
Yeah. I don't remember it very well, because I watched it, like, shortly after mold, and it took me a while to get, like, my memory back. I had to relearn the alphabet. It was my first job after mold was... I was script supervisor for this film, and I had to put something in alphabetical order, and I was like, oh, hold on. And I literally had to, like, whip my phone out and Google the alphabet. Whoa. Because I didn't fucking know it anymore. So anyway, moldymovie.com. You have to enter in an email, but you can be like, 123fakeemail@gmail.com, and it'll be like, now you have access to the movie. And... it's a gnarly movie about how mold destroys people and nobody understands it. And there's such an amazing lack of social support about it.
Yeah.
Because it only affects like a quarter of people.
Yeah. So it's just not like a big deal.
So the other people are like, stop being crazy, mom. You know?
Really?
Yeah. There was this one lady that was the most... like, saddest part of the movie. It's the only part I remember. There was a woman who was, like, walking around. What are those? They're kind of like crutches, but they're, like, arm brace crutches things.
Oh, I don't know what they're called, but I know what you're talking about.
So whatever the arm brace
crutch thing is. Like Timmy from South Park.
Yeah.
No, not Timmy, Jimmy. Sorry, Jimmy from South Park. When he had the little walking things.
It's not Timmy?
No, Timmy. He's the one who, like, was in the wheelchair.
Okay.
Yeah, and Jimmy was, like, his, you know, like, his arch nemesis that was, like, he would come in and he was cool. And he was, like, jealous of Jimmy. And Jimmy's, like, the one who was, like, on the walker. He's like, hey, guys, you know, like.
I could have watched that again.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, she's walking around with those because she says her legs don't work very good anymore. And her whole family's, like, stop being mentally ill. Stop seeking attention all the time. Take care of your kids, you lazy woman. Because she's, like, tired and shit, too. And then she puts her mattress, her old mattress, in her daughter's room.
Yeah.
And within a week, like, the kid can't walk. And now all of a sudden they're like, oh, maybe mom's not a crazy bitch.
Swear.
Maybe we should figure this out. And, yeah, mold just has,
she
like,
was like, see, look, I almost had to kill... one of you guys to make to you get listen someone, to me.
Yeah, right?
To get someone to listen.
Oh, here's another thing. I don't think I told you this, so.
Probably not.
I don't remember what doctor's office I was calling last week. And
like, I just lost count.
and how this came up in conversation. I'm always trying to make people laugh over the phone.
Right.
Or anywhere I go. That's like, my ego loves that. And I said something about mold, and the lady was like, girl, you don't even need to tell me. And then we started talking about mold, and she lived in an apartment with mold almost 2 decades ago.
Okay.
And her son's room had mold in the closet, but they didn't see it because it was behind all the stuff in the closet until they moved. So her baby was in that room for the first 2 years of his life. And he had respiratory problems, which I never even had with mold, actually.
And
They only knew he had respiratory problems.
But they didn't know from what.
They moved from the mold. The respiratory problems disappear, but their baby doesn't grow. The mold fucked up this baby's hormones so bad that the kid had to be on a human growth hormone up until last year when he was 17.
Is he short?
I didn't ask.
Oh. Finally got you, bitch. That's my only question. Did he grow? It's so intense.
For once, I didn't even think of that question.
Yeah.
No, but isn't that crazy? Wild,
though. Like, that's so, so sad.
Yeah. So she was like, we couldn't figure out what had happened until he was about 5. And I was like, and she was like, I had just the tiniest baby in the world. He was 5, but he was like the size of a toddler. And that's when we finally met with the right doctor who figured out, you know, what hormone regimen he had to be on. And he was on it for over a decade. Isn't that fucking gnarly?
That's so sad.
So mold is evil, and literally, because my housemates were jealous of the guy that I was dating in 2016, who, by the way, is Chicago.
I just don't even get it.
My liver hurts today. And that, I mean, that's where it all started. Like, because if they wouldn't have so graciously and gracefully kicked me out when I was literally sitting at the floor of my mother's deathbed.
Yeah.
Via text message.
That's how you got kicked out, was through a text message?
Yeah. It was the middle of January. And my mother would pass in 2 weeks.
Right.
And I said, look, I don't know where my head's going to be at in 2 weeks, so I just want to send rent now. So how do you want me to send this to you? Should I send it like Venmo or QuickPay? And they were like, don't bother. You don't live here anymore. And I was like, what? Are you serious? Like, I'm literally at my mom's deathbed. Like, what's happening right now?
Yeah,
and they were like, well, you haven't been here in months, which was true.
But
because I was taking care of
rent?
Yeah.
So then who the fuck cares?
I was paying a third of their Chicago heating bill, even though I was in California. I was paying, you know, internet. I was paying everything as if I was there.
I would love to have
That's
a roommate.
The best roommate.
That would never be there. But they're like, here's money to still pay for everything.
Totally.
Because I still feel like I actually live there.
Right.
So, yeah, that's fucked up.
And I had tried to be like, can I sublet my room so that I can go home and take care of my mom for an unknown amount of time? And they were like, no. And
yeah, but I mean, as long as you were still paying, but whatever.
Yeah.
Well, fuck them, you know?
Well, it's like fascinating to me because you never know what little shitty thing you do will have like ripple out into these huge consequences for somebody else.
Oh yeah.
Like these guys like have no idea that them making revealing character choices in 2017 is still wreaking havoc on my body today. And people wonder why I'm an aspiring agoraphobe. That is absolutely why.
That is why.
Sad face.
People suck.
Yeah.
So, not everyone sucks.
Yeah, you're pretty cool.
Try to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
So that's my mold story.
But again, You figured it out, dude. So all we can do is just go uphill from there.
Yeah, oh my God, I hope so. I hope I could just get to, like, get a handle on my health again, which is what I thought I had when I met you and before I tried veganism. Oh, also, this is why veganism fucked me up so bad. Because when these enzymes are lacking and your gut biome becomes less than optimal, you have problems absorbing nutrients. And since a vegan diet is so fucking nutrient deficient, it's insane when you're not putting more enough nutrients into your body, that you're not getting enough nutrients. A lot of those nutrients, like, for example, zinc. And remember, I noticed a zinc deficiency for the first time in my life on day four.
Yep.
Zinc is super important for hormones balancing. And so in a lot of other things.
Everything ties in.
Literally every single thing makes sense.
Wow. Insane, dude.
So that's me hijacking this episode for my mold story.
No worries.
Stay tuned next week when hopefully I feel healthier and we have something else to talk about.
Yeah. No, we will. My new job.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that next week. Mm-hmm. Hint, hint, I work at a sex shop now, people. So interesting stories are to come from this mouth.